celebrate you, to honor you, to give you the praise. Hallelujah. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Emmanuel. We celebrate you and we honor you this Christmas week. Emmanuel. Hallelujah, we bless your name, God. Emmanuel, we worship you. We worship you. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Emmanuel, lift up your voice and give him the praise. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, won't you say it with me, Emmanuel? Hallelujah, Lord. Emmanuel, 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 we worship you. Lord, we worship you this morning. We worship you. We lift our hands and we give you the praise, God. We worship you. You're worthy of all the glory, Lord. We worship you. We kneel down, we bow down before you, God. We worship you. Oh, yes, we do. We worship you. Lord, we adore you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. We give him all the glory. We give him all the glory. We give you all the glory, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, Christ the Lord. Oh, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore for he's crying. Oh, put your hands together and give God the praise this morning.
Well, good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We continue to worship and welcome, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit on this call on this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Most Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, boldly, hallelujah, but humbly, Father God, as we know how, lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that you loved us so, that you gave him unto us, hallelujah, that we can have everlasting life. Almighty God, we're grateful today, God. We have grateful hearts on today, and we just lift up the name of Jesus high in this place. Jesus, 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 you are the reason of every season in our life, hallelujah, and we come down. We bow before you. We worship and adore you. Hallelujah. And we thank you just for who you are. We thank you for your life. We thank you for your burial. And we thank you for your resurrection. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you are the resurrection. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we call for life in each and every one of our life. Hallelujah. We ask, God, that you continually, Father God, make ways for us continually, Father. See about us continually to be our Jehovah Jireh, Father. We thank you, Father, for our songbird, God, and as she, Father God, brought forth, God, worship unto you, Father, and ushered in your spirit. We asking, God, that you move on her, God, with your strength and with your peace, oh God, like never before, with your favor in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Father, for every caller on this line on today, Father. Meet every need like you know how, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven, God. Pour out upon your people, God. Hallelujah, Lord, in return, God, that we can give you more worship, God, that we can honor you, God, that we can obey you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the word bearer on today, Father. Lord, that you bless her mightily, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet. Father, we call forth your breaker anointing, God, to be upon her in every way, God. Fill her cup and allow her to overflow, God. We thank you right now, God, for this call, this, Father God, or this life, God, everything in between, God. Lord, we lift it up to the feet of Jesus right now, God. And, Father, we leave it there, God. And we know, God, that that's a blessed place, an anointed place, God. Father, continue to move by your spirit on each and every one of us like never before. Father, we call them forth healing and life, God, upon this line in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you for being our miracle, our supernatural miracle, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down. Hallelujah. I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, songbird, doing double duty. God bless you on today.
Praise
Take it away.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. God is our supernatural miracle. Yes, today and every day he is. God bless you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you so much for being our anointed greeter this morning, for praying the heavens on down with us through prayer, for that awesome and amazing tag. It was so great to have spent the last 3 days with you and your family. To God be the glory for the greater things that he is doing in our lives. I'm telling you, the anointing is still overflowing. So God morning, forgive us, the Master's God family, but I'm telling you, you have to be in expectation and anticipation that miracles are still manifesting today. Hallelujah. We give God the praise and we welcome you to the Master's Call as this is our Christmas week celebration. Yes, because Saturday will be Christmas. Wow, can you believe it? It is already here. Hallelujah. We give God the praise and glory. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I am back in California. Oh, and I give God the glory and the praise, and I welcome you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two phenomenal, anointed, amazing co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, who said yes on October the 25th of 2010, which is over 11 years, and this call has been enriching, empowering, enhancing lives as we begin our day here at this divine and appointed hour in this telecommunications sanctuary. where lives are definitely being changed. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. We stand on Psalm 88:13, hallelujah, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We end in prayer. We take your prayer requests and your praise reports on Friday, and maybe there's stuff going on with you during the week, so we look at the email, info@themasterscall.net, and then we get a text to say, hey, this person needs prayer, so let us, you know, leadership team, come on, TMC leadership team, let's get together and pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters. That's how it happens, right? So that's by sending the email, info@themasterscall.net, because every day you don't get to say anything, so this is how you communicate with us. Also, we have a website for this call, themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. When's the last time that you visited it? When's the last time that you shared it with a friend? I encourage you to go there today. themasterscall.net. You will see a buffet spread that is set before you. All of the messages have been archived. All of the extensive bios of every single speaker for this call is on themasterscall.net. You will see information on fasting and praying, and click on a message. There is a message for you. So please, please, please go to our website. You can also comment on there, and I believe there is a place on there where you would actually sow a seed. Sow a seed to themasterscall.net. Trust me, this ground is definitely a fertile foundation. Hallelujah. And you're probably wondering, how did all of these people from all of these different parts of the world get connected here? Well, we're thankful for a company called Artist Life, a health and wellness company, Christian-based, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. So we give God the praise for Artist Life, for an appointment with artists will change your life. And I added, Tiffany, only if you let it. Why? Because it's a decision and a choice that you have to make. And so if you don't know what artist is about, get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share more with you about artist life and how that appointment can change your life. Also, following this call today, you could head over to the morning motivational call. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be hosting that call, and the speaker this morning will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Boogie Down Bronx. So to dial into that number, you would simply dial 667-770-1525. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. It is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is a woman who walks in victory. She is anointed. She is necessary. She is efficient. She is saved. She is sanctified. She is our appointed speaker. She is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, which is a global worldwide ministry that has touched lives all over the kingdom of God. She is definitely a vessel who empowers us to jump out the nest. We get that little nudge, but we jump out the nest and we fly and we soar like the eagles that God has equipped us to be. She has definitely been an inspiration to me and to my family and to my life, and I'm sure she has to yours. So many lives have been blessed because of the words that she shares with each and every single one of us. She does so many different things, wears so many different hats. She is blessed. She is highly favored, and she is our anointed speaker for this morning. So without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am, and thank you so much for that just beautiful introduction. Thank you for keeping those beautiful big eyes open as you got in so early this morning and still was right on your post, truly ushering us in to the very presence of the Lord. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. She has been, I just always have to brag on this daughter, has been with us since day one and has been faithful and steady, and we've watched her just blossom over the years, and even Kalon and her entire crew, whatever she puts her hands to. So we thank you for being our songbird and our host today. Thank you, thank you. I'm so glad to hear you all thoroughly enjoyed yourself at a time of refreshing the Lee family and Minister Keisha, both of you all on your post this morning, and we don't take that for granted. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family this morning, and we're looking forward to hearing the testimonies and just the praise report from your time and just spending time in the presence of God at your recent conference. Thank you, ladies, for setting the atmosphere this morning. So glad to hear our co-founder give a shout out this morning. Warmest Kingdom greetings to Dr. Pacola Roberts, voice sounding stronger every day there in Virginia this morning. We love and so appreciate you. And to each and every one of you on the line, thank God for you, your families, as we are in our 23rd day of this Advent season, headed toward the big event of celebrating our Lord and Savior. We're grateful that you could be a lot of other places, but you're here with us this morning. And yes, there is a word from the Lord in this season. As you know, I love history. I love making sure we know the reason for the season. Many of you may have heard me talk about this before, but I love to keep researching and bringing out new facts before I start and continue in our series this morning. I'm really going to take some time and explain and share the history of St. Nicholas. 99.9% of us were raised seeing a man in a red suit, a hefty man with a beard, and heard about Miss Claus and the reindeer. But I tell you, you know, most things that we hear that are powerful have a more even powerful, truthful origin. There was a real man named Saint Nicholas, and I want to talk about him and his life so that it'll help you better understand when many of us have swung so far to the other way. We don't want to talk anything about, quote, Santa Claus and the reindeer and Rudolph and all of that. But I want us to know and pay homage today to a great man named Saint Nicholas. Now, Saint Nicholas of Myra, spelled M-Y-R-A, most believe he was born on March 15 in 270 and lived through the 6th of December in 343. Yes, that year he was 73 years old when he departed. He also was known as Nicholas of Bari, B-A-R-I, Nicholas of Bari. He was an early Christian bishop of Greek descent from the maritime city of Myra in Asia Minor. And that's the Greek area, which is part of modern-day Turkey today. Now, during the time of the Roman Empire was when he lived. And because of the many miracles attributed to his intercession, he was also known as Nicholas the Wonder Worker. Nicholas the Wonder Worker. See, St. Nicholas is the patron saint, you know, of the Catholic faith, but he's a patron, say, of sailors, merchants, archers, repentive thieves, children, brewers, pawnbrokers, unmarried people, and students in various cities and countries around Europe. His reputation evolved among the pious, as was common for early Christian saints, and his legendary habit of secret gift-giving gave rise to the traditional model of Santa Claus or Saint Nick through Santa Claus, and it's spelled, which is interesting, S-I-N-T-E-R-K-L-A-A-S, S-I-N-T-E-R-K-L-A-A-S. K-L-A-A-S. Now, very little is really known about all of his life of the historical St. Nicholas, but the earliest accounts of his life were written centuries after his death and contain many legendary elaborations. He is said to have been born again in the Greek seaport of Patara, P-A-T-A-R-A, Lycia, in Asia Minor, to very wealthy Christian parents. In one of the earliest attested and most famous incidents from his life, he is said to have rescued three girls from being forced into prostitution by dropping a sack of gold coins through the window of their house each night for 3 nights, catch all these parallelisms to where we are today, and so that their father could pay a dowry for each of them. See, the details of this account are that after his parents died, Nicholas is said to have distributed their wealth to the poor. And again, as a very devout Christian, Michael Archimedes, in the book of Life of St. Nicholas, said that Nicholas heard about a devout man who had once been wealthy, but had lost all of his money due to the plotting and envy of Satan. Now, the man could not afford proper dowries for his three daughters. This meant that they would remain unmarried and probably, in absence of any other possible employment, be forced to become prostitutes. Hearing of the girls' plight, Nicholas decided to help them, but being too modest to help the family in public, or some say to save them the humiliation of accepting charity, he went to the house under the cover of night. What do we always say? St. Nicholas moves at night. In the cover of night, and he threw a purse filled with gold coins through the window opening into the house. The father immediately arranged a marriage for his first daughter, and after her wedding, Nicholas threw a second bag of gold through the same window late at night. Now, according to this same historian, Michael the Archimedes, after the second daughter was married, the father said, "Let me stay awake for at least 2 nights." And he caught St. Nicholas in the same act of charity toward the third daughter. The father fell on his knees, thanking him, and Nicholas ordered him not to tell anyone about the gifts. The scene of Nicholas' secret gift giving is one of the most popular scenes in Christian devotional art, appearing in icons and frescoes from across Europe. Although depictions vary depending on the time and place, Nicholas is often shown wearing a white cowl, while the daughters are typically showed in bed, dressed in their night clothes. Many renderings contain a cypress tree or a cross-shaped cupola. Other early stories tell of him calming a storm at sea, saving three innocent soldiers from wrongful execution, and chopping down a tree possessed by a demon. In his youth, he is said to have made a pilgrimage to Egypt and to Palestine. And shortly after his return, he became Bishop of Myron. If you know anything about the Catholic faith, they have to have 3 documented miracles before you became a saint or become a saint. And first he started with being crowned a bishop. But he was later, after he returned, he was cast into prison during the extreme persecution of the Diocletian, but was released after the ascension of Constantine. And give us remember history where Constantine treated Christians favorably in his rule of the Roman Empire. Now, an early list, and this was something new to me, made him an attendee at the First Council of Nicaea in 325. And the meeting in Nicaea, again, was in present-day Turkey. And this council, it's even recorded in the Bible, is established the equality of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Holy Trinity, and asserted that only the Son became incarnate as Jesus Christ. The Iranian leaders were subsequently banished from their churches for heresy. But he is never mentioned in any of the writings by people who were actually at the council. Late, unsubstantiated legends claim that he was temporarily defrocked, and that means deprived of his holy orders, of his ecclesiastical status, and imprisoned during the council because he slapped one of the Arminian priests because of their heresy. Another famous late legend tells how he resurrected three children who had been murdered and pickled in brine by a butcher planning to sell them as pork during a famine. Fewer than 200 years after Nicholas's death, the St. Nicholas Church was built in his hometown of Myra under the orders of Theophilus II over the site of the church where he had served as bishop, and his remains were moved to that church. Now, in 1087, while the Greek Christian inhabitants of the region were subjugated by the newly arrived Muslim Seljuk Turks, and soon after their church was declared to be in schism by the Catholic Church, a group of merchants from the Italian city of Bari, again B-A-R-I, removed the major bones of Nicholas's skeleton from his sarcophagus church without authorization and brought them to their hometown where they are now enshrined in their church. Now, you will see depictions, and this is what blew me away, folks. You will see depictions of St. Nicholas from Bari. He is usually shown as a dark-skinned man of color, probably to emphasize the foreign origin. The pictures over in that part of the country have a man of color as the true St. Nicholas. The emphasis on his foreignness may have been intended to enhance Marie's reputation by displaying that it attached the parsonage of a saint from a far-off country. And in Wikipedia, it showed pictures of him of a dark skin color. Several sources state St. Nicholas is believed to have died again on December 6th and 343. Over the years, stories of his miracles and work for the poor spread to other parts of the world. He became known as the protector of children and sailors and was associated with gift giving. Again, he was a popular saint in Europe until the time of the Reformation in the 1500s, where Protestants took over, and we know about Martin Luther, and this religious movement turned away from the practice of honoring saints. Saint Nicholas, however, remained an important figure in Holland. Now, after his death, the legend of his gift-giving grew, and it was transformed into the legendary character called Santa Claus, who brings Christmas presents to children around the world. The Dutch continue to celebrate the feast day of St. Nicholas, December 6th, and it was common practice for children to put out their shoes the night before. What do we do now? Cookies and milk for Santa Claus. Wow. In the morning, they would discover the gifts that St. Nicholas had left for them. Dutch immigrants brought the legend of St. Nicholas known to them as, again, Sint, S-I-N-T, Nicholas, and they spelled it N-I-K-O-L-A-A-S, for his nickname, St. Nick's, to America in the 1700s. And since St. Nicholas went through many transformations since he's been in America, Sinterklaas became Santa Claus. And instead of giving gifts on December 6th, he became a part of the Christmas holiday. And in the 1820 poem, quote, "An Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas," end quote, by Clement Clark Moore, he is described as a jolly, heavy man who comes down the chimney to leave presents for deserving children and drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. The cartoonist Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T, added to the St. Nicholas legend with an 1881 drawing of Santa as wearing a red suit with white fur trim. Once a kind, charitable bishop, St. Nicholas now has become the Santa Claus we know today. But a closing important historical fact, in 2017, just 4 years ago, in 2017, a team from the University of Oxford radiocarbon tested a fragment of the pelvic bone said to be from St. Nicholas. The test confirmed that the bone fragment owned by an American priest dated from truly this saint's era. Archaeologists then hoped to match the bone to other purportedly belonging to St. Nicholas, but this did confirm, including those housed in a crypt in Bari, Italy, since the 11th century. So now you know, when you hear the ho, 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 the true origin of this man who gave his whole life to being a blessing, to helping those in need, especially children. And we need to, in this Advent season, remember that even because of his love of the birth of Christ on this upcoming Saturday, he gave his entire life as a saint in the Catholic Church to help others. That's the true reason for the season, to celebrate the life and legacy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. All right. Hopefully she didn't fall asleep on us. No sleep, Minister Tiffany.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Now we can.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a powerful message, on time message this morning. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that powerful word. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless you. We celebrate you. We honor you, God. We thank you because you are the reason for every season, God. And so on this day, we just come magnifying you, glorifying you, God, celebrating you. We lift you up, God. We honor you. I can't even ask you for anything because, Lord, you've done more than enough for us, Father. So we just simply say thank you for manifesting miracles in our lives. Thank you, God, for your favor. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for new mercies, God. Thank you that we are healed. We thank you that we are protected. We thank you that we are covered. We thank you that we are made new, God, in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that our sins have been forgiven, God, and that we have been washed whiter than snow, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. For Jesus is the reason that we are here today, God. We thank you for new life. We thank you, God, that we are whole. We thank you that we have been set free. We thank you that we are redeemed. We thank you, God, that we are masterpieces. We thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you, God, that we are anointed and appointed. We thank you, God, that we are called and chosen. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for our families. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our vehicles that get us to and from. We thank you for our businesses. We thank you for our ministries. We thank you for our bodies. We thank you that we have the ability to talk, to speak, and to say amen. Hallelujah. We have the voice to praise you, God. We have the voice to magnify you and glorify you, God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, to go back to hear the replay for this call, simply dial the number that you called to dial into, but you're going to change the last number to an 8. I know you guys, it's early in the morning with me, and if I said it wrong, Dr. Vanessa, please cover me when you come back to do the benediction. And then you're going to, 712, never mind, I'm not going to even go there. I'll let Dr. Vanessa tell you.
I'll get it.
Thank you so much. But thank you again to my sister, Minister Keisha, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for opening us up in prayer. Again, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that powerful word. Don't forget, we'll be headed over to the morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, where the Honorable Cynthia Cox will be our speaker for this morning. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. Use the access code 294-617-pound. It has been an honor for me to be your psalmist this morning, as well as your hostess for this morning. God bless you all, and whatever you do, don't let anybody steal your joy, and remember to always be the light. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you for pressing to stay up and stay on and be a blessing to us this morning. Please get you some rest. The playback number for today is the same that it's always been, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, with, of course, the same PIN code you called in on, 957-677-pound. With applied knowledge is power, and when we teach the truth and speak the truth, we see many people take what is a nugget of truth about a powerful saint who loved the Lord with all of his heart, and we see how the marketing industry has taken it so far. Let's be a bright light to get truth back infused into the story. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you today that when we believe the truth, we'll be guided by your truth, and we'll speak your truth in love. Now, thank you for this Master's Call family. We again bless all those families that are on this line today. And in this Advent season, as we celebrate the beginnings, the birth, where our Lord left heaven, left eternity, left utopia, to come down a star-studded spiral stairway down to be born in a barn in Bethlehem for our sins, and to be born to die. So we thank you that we'll keep that in our heart, the attitude of gratitude, as we leave this call, but never leaving your presence. Fortify our faith so that we take the baton and choose to make a difference, to be a difference, to be your minister in the marketplace. So with all we do and with all we say, we will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, have an absolutely blessed, marvelous Monday, and hopefully we'll hear many of you all on our Inspirational Monday in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.